Bit better, that, wasn't it?
Bit better.
Well, a lot better. Yeah, a lot better. Yeah, it was a lot better. You're right, I'm wrong. It was a lot better.
I've got to say that. It was good. Well, you had to dig in for one another there tonight. It wasn't, you know, the scoreline would probably suggest it was all one-way traffic, and it wasn't. We actually had to soak up some defence on our trial line on a number of occasions, particularly early in the game and then early in the second half. And we did, and also when Benny Westwood went to the sin bin, I thought was a big period for us. So, you know, we soaked that up. I thought our defence was really good. But I've got to say our attack was a bit more Warrington-like, if you like. A bit more, I wouldn't say risk-taking, but there was a bit more fluent and a bit more, you know, yeah, passes and a bit more, you know, offload in our game, and it worked out for us tonight.
Yeah, and you've got a big game now to come as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, Jack, let us get over this. Okay. I know, you know, and it isn't far away, you know, it's a Thursday night, but, you know, it was important for us to perform well there tonight. And across the board, I thought most of the players played really well, and it's important to get some form and get some confidence, and that's such an important part of, you know, whether we've got an important game coming up. It's how you perform, and it can lift you and it make you feel better about what you're doing and what your job is, and, you know, and I thought it was important for us to get a good performance, and it was a good performance tonight.
Yeah, a massive improvement. Does that bring with it its own frustrations in a way? I mean, do you sit there and think, you know, blimey, we're talking to about Rugby League Extra, everybody sees it. Well, you know, is there a bit of frustration there? I think we can be this good at this 80 minutes, but what's been missing previously? Is that just the life of a coach?
Yeah, that's right. I can't say that's not, you know, somewhere in the shadows there, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, and, you know, you can't look back too much. You know, you got to look ahead, and that's what we're doing at the moment. I'm really pleased for the players because, you know, it has been tough at times this year for all of us, coaches, players, fans, and, you know, it was nice for the fans to get a good sing-along going again, you know, and practice some of our songs out there, so it was nice for them, so I'm glad they enjoyed it, but we keep fighting, and we've got a number of rugby league games to go this year, regardless of whether we make it or don't make it in the Super 8s. We've got a lot of footy to go, so we want to play well during that period of time, and it was important to get that feeling of playing well.
Yeah, and it's always more enjoyable when you win, isn't it? Whatever the sport.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Particularly if you perform pretty well, and that was, you know, sometimes you actually struggle through a game, don't perform very well, and you come in and you're pretty disappointed, you know, because the performance isn't that great. But if you perform well and win, wow, it's a great feeling. There's a nice buzz in the changing room. I let the players talk after, and they're in there, and, you know, that's part of why you play team sports, for that feeling straight after games where you get together and there's a real buzz and vibe in the room. You know, there's been some dressing rooms this year where you can hear a pin drop from all of us, you know, and it's the reason you play team sports is to come in and go, oh, you know, wasn't that a good performance? Well done, and congratulate each other. And that's rugby league.